You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 19. Happy New Year's and welcome to 2016. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here with the always entertaining and sadistic John Brownstone. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at KaylaLords or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. Okay, another quickie show this week. Now, we're not really into the wham, bam, thank you, sir, or ma'am thing, but it's the holidays and we know everyone is busy. What was that for? Did you just make a noise?
Nope.
Are you saying you're into quickies? You're into quickies, aren't you? No. You're liking this, though, all these quickies we're doing.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're just quickly fucking them and moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that does sound kind of kinky. Okay,
See?
Okay, I have to regain my composure after that. Woo! Now, we don't party on New Year's Eve, and we rarely make resolutions. Personally, I like to set new goals, which can be treated like resolutions, but of course they're a little different. So for those of you who use the first day of the new year to find a way to start over or make changes or add something new to your life, we'd like to present our wild, wacky, and only partially serious kinky New Year's resolutions for your consideration. Now, I'll share resolutions for submissives, and Daddy will share for the dominants. Mm-hmm. Take these as seriously or as lightly as you like, and if anyone actually makes one of these your resolution, please let us know. Because mostly we just love to know that kind of stuff because we're kind of nosy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm kind of... We're both kind of nosy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're both nosy, yay! Okay, here we go. Daddy, you first.
Okay. All right, first resolution for dominance. And try. And keyword try. Not to laugh too hard when your submissive squeals when you pinch, smack, or spank them. Oh my... I don't know if I could even do that. That's...
If you can do anything you put your mind to, and I have faith in you, Daddy, that you could do that.
Yeah, but there's no fun in that.
Well, there is fun, maybe not for you. Really?
Really?
Can't y'all just resolve not to do it as evilly as you do, either the laughing or the pinching?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Okay. Fine. I guess for another year, I will live with being pinched or smacked or spanked and then hearing the laugh.
Of course.
Okay, submissives for you. Try, again, I say try, as that apparently is the key word, not to wiggle your ass, wink, and then say, is that all you've got?
Oh, come on, there is no fun in that at all.
Hey, I say try, because first of all, when I go, and I can't wink y'all, so I'm not even going to try, and then I wiggle my butt, that is what we call a red cape in front of a bull.
Oh, yeah.
So, unless you're, like, really, like, burning for, you know, a burning ass, just gonna say, maybe you should just try not to do that. Okay? Okay, your turn, Daddy.
Okay. Doms, this is fairly important and something I need to work at. Resolve to practice your toy technique so you don't get rusty or tired in the middle of play.
Because, yeah, that part's no fun.
Yeah, no. It's no fun. And it happens. It's gonna happen regardless. But, you know, you practice. And, you know, like for us, we love floggers, and unfortunately, our room now is not conducive to a lot of flogger play, so I have to find ways to keep it in practice.
Mm-hmm. You know. Can't get rusty.
Nope.
Because then it's a sad butt. Yeah, it's like, oh, I really like that.
Nothing's worse than a sad butt.
Nothing is worse than a sad butt. I think that's probably just like life lessons right there.
There you go. See, so. Nothing else you get from this. Sad butt is not a happy butt.
Okay, moving on. Subs, resolve to expand your limits and boundaries a little. Now, no doubt your dominant is probably helping you with this. Instead of screeching, squealing, or hiding in the corner, take a deep breath, talk it out, and then try something you're a little scared of. And I do mean a little scared of, not the thing that, you know, sends you into spasms of tears. That's not what we're talking
about. You're answering the phone?
Hey. That's not funny. I do not like answering the phone.
I know you don't.
I hate answering the phone. Red. No. Hard limit.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
We're going to push some boundaries.
Okay. Your turn. Go ahead while you're tormenting me.
Doms, you want to shock the hell out of your submissive? Try a softer touch. In their mind, they're ready for a rough and tumble time. Do you pull out the roses and silk and sweet loving? You will fuck with their mind. And believe it or not, you will have more control than you ever thought.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll melt into a puddle.
That's
Let me just make sure I'm understanding this.
Mm-hmm.
You are recommending and encouraging soft, sweet lovemaking as a mind fuck.
Absolutely.
You're such a fucking sadist. Oh my gosh. My turn. On a more serious note, whether you're single or in a relationship, doesn't matter. Make this the year you find and go to your local munch.
Yes.
Now, it might be awkward when you get there, mm-hmm. but it really does help you meet new people and learn new things and feel like you're not the only freaky, kinky person in town.
Yeah, that's a very good point, baby girl.
Going, thank you, Daddy.
Going to finding your local munch and going there is something that's very important because in this lifestyle, you know, you have a tendency to kind of feel like you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. The cyber world helps with that to a certain extent. You know, people having blogs, podcasts, different things. But being out among living, breathing people that think and feel and like the same things you do is a wonderful experience.
And seeing how they do things differently than you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because at a munch, it's not like everybody's naked and, like, you know, whipping one another.
No.
I mean, this is a very vanilla setting, but
right.
We see couples all the time who look at us because we're kind of weird. Yes, he's daddy, I'm baby girl, and it's a softer kind of thing out in public. And then we see other couples who they're full collars on and yeah. you know, they don't speak unless spoken mm-hmm. to, and
right.
that's their protocol, and it's, you know, just good to have that sort of exposure
exactly.
to that exposure, exposing ourselves. Now that sounds indecent.
Well, that's up your alley.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just, you know, I'm gonna sit back and voyeur.
I know, I'm the mm-hmm. exhibitionist. Okay. Yep. anyway
back on track here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for my dominant listeners, make more time to sit and listen to your submissive. Yes, you make the rules. Yes, you set the boundaries. And yes, in the end, you decide what to do. But you cannot do it without their input. You know, I don't know about y'all, but speaking for myself, sadly, I flunked out of the psychic hotline.
You're not a mind reader? What?
No. I failed mind reading 101.
So my constant, incessant, never ceasing talking is what helps you? What? So I should do more of it.
Can I plead the fifth?
I don't know what y'all took from that. I took from that I should talk more. Okay. Note to self. Okay.
You're up, baby girl.
But I like that one, Daddy. Thank you for permission to speak more. That's what I needed. Okay. So on the submissive side, subs, make yourself speak up.
Oh,
so,
geez, talk about a segue.
I know, right? Even if your dominant isn't setting aside special extra time to just talk about stuff, especially when there's a problem, this is the year you need to start saying something. Because, quite frankly, bottling it up, not saying anything, blaming yourself for whatever it is or whatever is going on in your head mm-hmm. is only going to make the problem snowball and become much, much worse.
If I could add one thing to that, do it with respect.
Yes, absolutely. A bratty or disrespectful or just rude submissive gets a lot less than a respectful, polite submissive. And here's the deal. Unless your kink is pure humiliation all the time, and I know there are some people out there mm-hmm. who really get off on that, by and large, most of the time, your dominant should be speaking to you with respect as well. Now, to get respect, you have to give it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a two-way street for both of you.
Right.
So, from the submissive side, because I would never speak for dominance. Oh, no, I would never. Yes, I would, but today I'm not. you've got a problem. You have to speak up. Just do it in the right way so they are receptive to hearing you. Because if you come at them all angry and rude and they're shutting you out and they're probably not even going to listen to you.
It's just going to make matters worse and end up in
now
punishment.
Right, and you're in an argument, mm-hmm. possibly, which we know all about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, so not my turn anymore. Your turn, Daddy.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. All right. This actually is something that's very important and something I feel strongly about. Doms, stop thinking you're supposed to be good at kink and DS every moment of the day. It's not going to happen. You're going to screw up. Own it. Correct it. Learn from it. Okay? We are not exempt from making mistakes. It's going to happen.
And I would add respectfully. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't say that word right. Mm-hmm. Because I know.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. oh gosh, we're singing again. That's the wrong show. Anyway, sorry, we digressed.
Mm-hmm.
I would say respectfully, I would request, I would recommend even, if you screw up, especially when it's obvious, and it's your submissive knows you have screwed up, apologize for it. Yeah. It doesn't make you any less dominant to say, I'm sorry, my bad, I won't do that again. And quite frankly, if y'all submissives out there are anything like me, you're going to go, it's okay, it wasn't that bad. And even though you might have been really mad 5 minutes ago, it's okay, I forgive you. And really, truly, that one little apology, it smooths a lot of things over sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, my turn, subs. Yeah. Guess what? You're not perfect either. But no one should expect it from you, especially yourself. This year needs to be the year you forgive yourself a little more, okay? Mm-hmm. Speaking as a submissive, we will take the things our dominants want us to do. We will take the things we think we should be doing. We will take the things we want to do to be better people, submissives, parents, coworkers, bosses, whatever it is. And we will pile all that stuff on top of us. And then when we can't do it exactly perfectly right, we will think we're failures. Well, guess what? We're not. We are overachievers from hell is what we are. And so we need to let our dominance take a little off of us and say, no, you're not doing that thing. Yes, you can do that thing. And even when we do too much, because we will always do too much, it's part of who we are, I think. Forgive yourself. You don't have to be perfect all the time. You're not perfect. You don't have to be perfect. So now I'd like to say, when the hell did we get into the serious advice territory? Like, what the hell's going on around here?
We just kind of veered off.
We can't help ourselves, can we?
No,
don't
seem
so right. We got really heavy here. So one more resolution from each of us, and then it's time to start kicking 2016 ass.
Yeah.
Daddy, you go first.
Okay. I think for me, some of my main resolutions this year. We had a crazy, insane 2015.
Yes, we did.
And we didn't really do a lot of the things that we like to do.
No.
And, I mean, like rope work.
No, yeah, I haven't been tied up in ages.
No, you haven't. And it's like anything else, you know, if it's important to you, you find the time. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd seriously like to, you know, start making some time to get back into doing things like that, playing with rope and...
We have sex toys to play with.
We have a lot of sex toys to play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing that I would like to put on the table for this year, as far as kink, is we have a lot of wonderful candles.
Yes, wax play. Purple candles, too.
Purple candles, pink candles, all kinds of different candles. And they're all actual wax play candles, too. Not just candles. You don't want to use just any candle.
Right. Use the ones specifically for wax play. Woo.
And that's something I think would be... And to explore this year.
And we have purple bondage tape that's just like sitting in my toy box, just staring at me going, oh, why won't you play with me? So maybe we can. So I like that. Yay, more playtime for us in 2016. Yep. Okay, my last resolution is probably for me too, but I'll put it out there for the submissives listening. I want you to do the thing that makes you both excited and nervous. Now that's key. Don't do the thing that scares you until you're huddled on the floor crying. You have to be a little bit like, ooh, that sounds like fun. Ooh, I don't know if I can do that. Okay? It's one of those things. So maybe it's letting the baby girl or boy side out of you. Maybe it's getting in touch with your dominant side because, by the way, having a dominant side and wanting to control somebody doesn't make you any less submissive. Don't let anybody tell you that. Maybe it's pegging. Maybe it's playing in a dungeon.
There's something you're not telling me?
No.
No.
I just write fiction. That's just what I do. I pretend. Maybe it's wearing the corset you think will look silly on you, because guess what? It won't. So whatever it is, do it this year. Expand your horizons. You have no idea how it may change your life. Think about it this way. Think about how your life has changed from the moment you went, I'm going to say that I'm submissive and I'm going to talk to my partner about it.
That's a big step in.
Hello, you've already done the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to like go play and do something new. I mean, hello, this is our big playground and our toy box and our sandbox, and there's always new toys to play with. So this is the year you need to go do that. Okay.
Oh. And just as a last note too, feel free in the comments to share some of your
yes. If you go to the show notes page, there's a comment section, or if you link to this from my blog, KaylaLords.com, however you get here, there's a comment section. If you're on the show notes page, feel free to share your resolutions.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear
what you've already made, what you'll make now, maybe that you've heard this, whatever. We would love to know, because maybe it'll get our butts in gear to do something new, too, this year.
We might find something that we hadn't thought of. Something new to explore.
That's the cool thing about this lifestyle. Yeah. I know some of you guys listen to us like we know stuff, but we are always learning, too, so we learn from one another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. that's it for us this week. Have a great new year. Keep it kinky. And we'll see you next week.